Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 28th of July 1961. The real savior. Wasting time in with worldly matters and not doing inside practice is like watering a poisonous tree. Listening to Dharma and practicing it are the tasks to save oneself. When you were young and didn't have times. Again, after grown up you're busy with family matters. Therefore, you're coming to this human world as like animals, just knowing only, eating, sleeping and sensuality. Only by conquering defilements of the mind, kalesa, will become stream enter, sotapanna, to arahant. Kalesas are hiding in the kanda, i.e., the mind. Would kalesa die out without seeing its faults? Kalesa will not die if you not discern the impermanence of the kanda, or not understand its dukkha nature, or cannot contemplate its uncontrollable nature of not-self and its loathsome nature. You'll conquer kalesa if you can discern one of these four points. Without cutting off the process of the kanda, it will continue. The cessation of kanda and tanha is nibbana. The task will finish only with the cessation of two truths of round of existence, vata saka, and the arising of two truths of no round of existence, vivata saka, two vata sakas are dukkha and samadaya sakas, two vivata sakas are nirodha and magga sakas. People become blind and crazy by not knowing about the kanda and kalesa. Their past lives were also lived as crazy and blind beings that they had fallen into various kinds of gorges. Therefore, you should not lazy for the Dharma practice. You don't need paramis if you discern the impermanence of phenomena. This point is very important for all Buddhists, especially for practicing yogis. Some Buddhists did not know the Pali Nikayas, became confused and relied on the outside power and invented new ideas. The impermanence and path factors, i.e., anicca and magga, will lead one to nibbana. You have to put down the family and economic matters because it can't save you. There are a lot of dirty things inside your stomach. Such as, sweat and dirt flow from the body, from its nine openings, muck from the eyes, wax from the ears, snot from the nostrils, from the mouth vomits bile and phlegm, from anus and urethra come out smelly things. From the loathsome body all these disgusting and foul, smelling impurity flows. We're carrying this loathsome body and wandering around and view it as a grace. Practice vipassana without any concern for this body. Actions, kama, controlled by craving, tanha, and clinging, upadana, are very disgusting. All died without the knowledge of D.A. Teaching had wrong views because they died with ditthi tanha. They died with the three distortions of wrong perception, wrong knowing and viewing. The Buddha himself mentioned that no listening of Sanatha Dharma all died with wrong view. How much frightening it was. The Buddha also said that the frequent homes of living beings were the three woeful planes of hell, animal and ghost realms. We should reflect these points very often. Could you climb up again to this human world? You are near to Sanatha Nibbana if discern emptiness, i.e., Sanatha. You'll fall into woeful existences by not seeing Sanatha. The attainment of the holy Dharma is not easy. Every day the unwholesome kamas, actions, arise from the six senses of doors are our enemies. We create these enemies ourselves for sufferings. It will not easy to climb up again if you fall into painful existence, apaya. But here many are near to death, and it's more important for them. This referred to old lay disciples who were sitting near Sayadaw. Bhavatabha, contemplate for many times, refers to vipassana magga, insight path factors. We have to make friends with Vipassana Magga, which discern Anicca. Living beings are making friends with unwholesome and wholesome Kammas. In reality, we must make friends with knowledge, Nana. In this way our real savior, Vipassana Magga, appears in our heart. Without a Buddha, all living beings are looking for God and their savior outside themselves. They will never find one. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 7th to the 8th of October 1961. Should have sympathy for oneself. Sayadaw based these two talks and the following talk on the Kalatanazahaya Sutta of Majjhima Nikaya, Minnesota 37. The Buddha answered to the question of the quickest way to Nibbana to Sakka, king of the 33 gods. Closing square bracket. What is the quickest way to end the craving, Tanna? This is the way to Nibbana. There is no candor burden to carry on there if talking about Nibbana. There is no dukkha to feed and clean the body. Therefore, searching for things there is not existed. There is no dukkha to stay in the mother's womb. There is no dukkha for various diseases and illness. Therefore, you don't need to rely on others when become sick. Near death people are worried with sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and disappear. This is also not existed there. The teacher exhorts you every day because he wants you to die with a smile on your face, not for an ugly and painful death. Sayadaw mentioned the terrible dying moment and situations. The Buddha himself reminded us for 32 times about it. He said that we should not take it lightly and urged us to try hard in the practice until our bones and flesh totally worn out. The wealth you have searched even can't protect the deadly disease. The true reliable is Magga, the path factors. Sayadaw mentioned the sufferings of hell being in hells. For that you don't need to spend any money. You only have to use your knowledge. You need to nod your head only when the candor tells its story. There's no candor not telling its nature. Sayadaw told the story in the sutta. Sakka, the king of the 33 gods, i.e., Tavatimsa heaven, came down to the earth and asked the Buddha the quickest way to end craving. If feeling, Vedana, arises and you observe it as, does it still there? And you get the path factors, Magga, if seeing it not there. You insert the knowledge of seeing impermanence and then Vedana Pakaya Tanna not arises, i.e., feeling not conditions to craving. The path factors which see the vanishing, the passing away of Vedana, come in and cut off the process. The Pali passage, Vedana Pakaya Tanna, refers to someone who doesn't practice. Vedana Pakaya Panna refers to someone who sees Anicca. Here also, we can see the Sayadaw's skill in Pali usage connected with the practice. Craving does not arise by seeing the impermanence. Vedana Nirodha Tanna Nirodho. It is the path which can make feelings cease because you see the cessation of feelings. Tanna Nirodhoti Maggo. The cessation of craving is the path. Busying with the economic matters is no sympathy for oneself. Most high class of people were sitting close to Sayadaw. The task of Magga Matter is having sympathy for oneself. Therefore, in the world, there are more people who don't have any sympathy for oneself. There are more people who promote love and compassion devoid of wisdom. It could lead to problems. Where craving exists, it exists at one's own candor. We want the candor to be good. Therefore, if we kill feelings and craving be cut off. This point is very important. Contemplate feelings if you want to kill the craving. Craving will die with the discernment of impermanence of feelings. Sayadaw retold the Sakka's story in the sutta. In the world, Loka, every suffering was given by craving. More happiness come more sufferings. For that you have to work more than others and endure more sufferings than others. Therefore, it comes more sufferings with more cravings. In the human world, one will fall into hells after death if he lives with sufferings. Do you have any prophets? Here Sayadaw's exhortation and warning on craving was very good for reflection and contemplation. Feelings and cravings are like the beloved husband and wife. They are very close to each other and have a lot of influence on each other. With more cravings become clinging to feelings and create more sufferings. The great harmfulness of feelings and cravings we can see very clear in today's world. Start from family, society, country to international levels. The human craving for money, wealth, power, fame, and fortune is so great that it can take over the lives of oneself and others for the momentary fleeting pleasure, i.e., a pleasant feeling. With the severe global warming, global epidemic diseases and other threatening dangers that some well-known scientists and environmentalists were warning us to stop using and extracting petroleum. But still some superpowers compete and fight for it in the North Pole, the South China Sea and elsewhere. Humans are becoming more and more like animals or close to animal status. They become the permanent slaves of feeling and craving. The Buddha described them with the analogy of a fish came in to perish for the momentary pleasure of the bait. Closing square bracket. You are all searching for dukkha. Do you have any clear view about it? Working for sensual pleasure will be very pleasing to you if I don't explain about it. And then you'll expect suffering all the time. Here Sayadaw's talk became humorous. All kinds of suffering come from cravings. Where is craving coming from? It comes from feelings. Let the path factors, magga, enter between feelings and cravings. The Bodhisattva did not become a Buddha under the Bodhi tree, which, for any Buddha, happened between feeling and craving. From Sotapanna to Arahant, are the same. Feelings also are included in the contemplation of the mind, cittanupassana. Mind and feeling are association condition, sampayuta pakaya in the mind process. They appear simultaneously as fire and light. You can contemplate any one of them. There are three kinds of feeling, pleasant, unpleasant and neutral feelings. All these three feelings appear on the physical body and in the mind. Sayadaw gave some examples of them. Pleasant feelings appear on the body and in the mind. For example, the body feels hot with the hot weather, but it has pleasant feeling while turning the body towards the air, e.g., an electric fan. When you are counting your money, the mind is with the pleasant feeling, even though the weather is hot. For the examples of unpleasant feelings of body and mind, wherever you're going with the hot weather you feel hot. And then you think about your home without any window the mind becomes unpleasant. For the examples of neutral feeling of body and mind, just seeing, hearing, etc. A neutral feelings arisen on the physical eyes and ears. You reflect on someone's misfortune with kamma. At the moment, the mind is with neutral feeling. The root of craving is feelings. With the contemplation of feelings and craving ceases. With the dying of craving and dukkha ceases. The duties of the khanda are from aging going towards sickness and from sickness going to towards death. Even the Buddha couldn't stop it. You'll get all of them if you're asking for prayer to become a human being. It's the same as let me running towards aging, sickness and death. Your khanda existence testifies for these. Aging is dukkha, sickness is dukkha and death is dukkha. You're tortured by your craziness. Not knowing the truth of dukkha that you ask for them. Not knowing is ignorance and asking the candor is craving. Knowledge, nana, can arise only after the impermanence of feeling. You arrive at the halfway of practice if you discern anicca. With the discerning of impermanent feeling, you abandon feeling or the candor. Craving can't follow from behind that it also abandons tanha. Therefore, vipassana practice abandons both the candor and craving. Abandonment of the candor ends dukkha and the abandonment of craving ends the cause. Vipassana practice has a lot of benefits. Inside knowledges support these points. Before learning from Sayadaw, you can't find any books on Buddhism or Dharma talks expressed like these. He has penetrative and analytical wisdom. The Pali Nikayas are also simple and profound, but some Buddhists neglected them and became confused. So, they postulated new ideas and views and relied on the outside powers, and then Buddhism became another type of god religion. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 11th of October 1961. Importance of anicca and momentary nibbana. On the 28th of June 1961, Sayadaw gave a talk in Mogik. He never gave the names of his talk, but in the beginning, he always mentioned what he would talk about. I had translated it as Searching for the Right Things, Part 6 to 8. In this talk he pointed out the following Dharma points which Buddhists heard about it only in his time. It seemed to be very true. Every time when there were conditions and chances, Mingun Tipitaka Sayadaw mentioned as follows, Mogik Sayadaw has the ability or skill to take out all the meanings in a Pali verse of the Buddha. He had this amazing skill. These Pali verses were also explained by commentators and sub-commentator before him. But what Mogik Sayadaw's explanations of them were more natural and complete. He had the skill of taking out all the meanings without leaving any traces of meaning behind. Even he could express other meanings which were still not in the commentary and sub-commentary. The Dharma points which Mogik Sayadaw mentioned in the talk were, impermanence is dukkha sakka, contemplating with knowing it is magga sakka, the dying of tanha is samudaya sakka and no khandhas appearing is nirodha sakka. Before him no one had mentioned it or talked about it. All the four points of truth appear by knowing one point of dukkha sakka. Therefore, people die before they ever hear of this knowledge of truth. Another point mentioned by Sayadaw in some of his talks was, you attain momentary nibbana by discerning of anicca. This point we can see it in this present talk. Even we may think it has no significance, but if you check it with the 12 links of D.A. process and it was very significant. Without discerning of momentary nibbana will never realize of permanent nibbana. I think this point was not mentioned either by anyone before Sayadaw did. Therefore, the Buddha exhorted to Ven. Ananda as D.A. was profound and difficult. Even some well-known Eastern and Western scholars misinterpreted it with wrong understanding. Another point, anicca and momentary nibbana is connection with pain. The Buddha taught us let the body be painful and not the mind. During the moment of seeing anicca, e.g. dukkha vedana, no khandha, vedana, exists and do not connect to tanha, dosa and moha which are the three unwholesome roots. So, the mind is not in pain even though the body still could be painful. The mind can bear it. Closing square bracket. There are two types of knowledge, nana, which are inside the Buddha teaching, i.e., the Buddha's sasana, and outside the Buddha teaching. Here referred to two types of right view. For example, When someone does Dana and takes it as if, I do it and I'll get it. Here self-view, atta ditthi, is sticking with the making merit. The I-ness is interfering with the merit. It was a right action, but it connected with the self-view. It's called the taint of view, dithisava, and will give the result in the province of taint and known as kamasakata nana. Right view believe in the law of kama. This knowledge can't dispel self-view. Freedom from the taint is nibbana. Nibbana does not accept self-view. You have to perform dana, but including with the knowledge of truth, sakkanalomika nana. It's the knowledge coming from vipassana contemplation of the kanda, i.e., in accordance with truth or knowledge seeing the truth. You have to change the mind as in this way. I perform this dana for the sake of freedom from the impermanent dukkha sakka. In this way, the dana includes both knowledges of kamasakata and sakkanalomika nana, faith in the law of kama with the knowledge of truth. It will lead to the result of vavata nibbana, i.e., nibbana, no round of existence. It becomes the dana of inside the Buddha teaching. Therefore, only after the vipassana contemplation and perform dana's. In this case Sayadaw was quite different from others. Before learning from Sayadaw, most people had done merits for the sake of Tanna. Therefore, we all are still here because Nibbana will never accept selfish and greedy living beings. Someone wanted to offer a meditation hall or dwellings for Sangha. Sayadaw accepted it only after some preparations. He let them come and practice vipassana under his guidance and dharma talks for a while, then sharing the merits for two different times, the first one for the donor and family, so that they could concentrate on it without disturbances. The second time for the majority of people who came to his place for this purpose. There are many important dharma points we can learn from Sayadaw's wisdom. Closing square bracket. Every day I remind you to observe the kanda with knowledge. Nana is to know the truth of the kanda, sakkanalomika nana. Every Buddhist should know about it, and only that will have benefit up to Nibbana. Sayadaw continued on the Kalatanasahaya Sutta, MN 37. In this sutta, Sakka, the king of gods, asked the Buddha for the quickest way to Nibbana. Craving, tanha, will be finished by contemplating the three types of feeling, i.e., pleasant, unpleasant and neutral feelings, accordingly, whichever one arises. There are nine kinds of feelings arisen from the six senses of doors, i.e., which is from the eye, ear, nose and tongue are apekka feelings, from the body are pleasant and unpleasant feelings and from the mind are pleasant, unpleasant and neutral feelings. Inside knowledge, vipassana nana, which discerns impermanence, anicca, abandons the preceding kanda, because seeing the disappearance of it, and the following tanha, because tanha, upadana and kama not arise, see the 12 links of D.A. process. This happens during the contemplation. In the middle of the process, the practicing yogi is alive with the contemplative knowledge, i.e., vipassana nana, kanda disappears, nana, the cessation of tanha. With the practice, even you don't realize nibbana now. At least, near death, you can contemplate anicca to kanda. It will abandon the kanda and kama, with tanha and upadana, and at near death can realize the Dharma. Before my time, usually we would ask people, i.e. dying people, to recall or reflect on their merits while they were dying. You only have to contemplate anicca, and at the moment of contemplation no chances for defilements, kalesa, to arise that you attain momentary nibbana. This is not let craving, tanha, ceased permanently. It's a momentary cessation that a momentary attainment of nibbana. Someone without practice is connecting with craving, clinging and actions continuously. That is so terrible and frightening indeed. Therefore, the Buddha said that no one could trace the beginning of a living being and their frequent existences were the four woeful planes. I want you to die with momentary nibbana, i.e., anicca. This person dies with the attainment of nibbana and not to be worried about it. Momentary nibbana is sure for him, her. He takes rebirth in a sugati, good destination, after death. The cause of seeing impermanence send him there. He appears in the bosom of a female devata, who is his, her mother. According to the 24 conditional relations, it's called without delay or proximity condition, Anantara Pakaya. There is no other mind state between death consciousness and rebirth consciousness, and then the knowledge of seeing anicca arises instantly. It's followed by seeing impermanence, its disenchantment and the ending of it, and then enter the stream, become a sotapanna. This is someone dies with momentary nibbana. That was the exhortation of the Buddha. Don't be in low spirit and reduce your effort on it. Therefore, you have to practice for the discerning of anicca. Even according to the Buddha, someone entered to the stream was earlier than before the knowledge of existence as a devata. The mind process of becoming a sotapanna was quicker than someone knew himself as a devata. Dying here with the momentary nibbana and attain the permanent nibbana over there. Someone died with the discernment of anicca at human world and became a sotapanna instantly there in heaven. My only concern is you don't do the practice. This is the great benefit of discerning of impermanence. Here Sayadaw explained the nature of impermanent feeling with a very simple example. You scratch your arm with a fingernail, and you must see it as after the sensation arises and it disappears. If you observe a sound also will see its impermanent nature. In many Sayadaw's talks, he talked about anicca very often. Some Buddhists, especially meditators, took it as impossible without strong samadhi. Without samadhi, it was just thinking. This point was wrong. Ordinary and coarser phenomena are easy to discern with continuous careful attention with natural sati and calmness of the mind. But for very refined phenomena, it needs strong vipassana samadhi, such as the whole body dissolve without an entity. Depending on the context, Sayadaw mentioned anicca in general and specific ways. Sayadaw had penetrative and analytical wisdom. Closing square bracket. This is vipassana magga, insight path factors. Seeing anicca with the five path factors of panna and samadhi. I'll continue to explain the Lokuttara magga, supramundane path factors. Seeing nibbana with the eight path factors of sila, samadhi, and panna. It abandons the khanda, five khandhas, and craving, tanha, by seeing nibbana. It's extra one thing only as seeing nibbana. You have to follow to the ending of khanda anicca if you discern them. If there is impermanence existed, there also must have the ending of it. You can't see the abandonment of craving, tanha. At the ending of anicca you'll see the non-existence of the khanda. The ending of the khanda is nibbana. These are the signposts of the way of vipassana process. Anyone can know it himself as arriving there or not with practice. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 18th of October 1961. Grown up with ignorance. The Buddha exhorted us that we should stay with mindfulness and wisdom after he had gone, keeping with sati in the body and analyze with wisdom. In this way, we can see all the process of the khanda. You all have to try it because in the Pali of Samyutta Nikaya, the Buddha had reminded us for many times. Absence of mindfulness is leading to great fault for oneself. You're living with the body all the times but no mindfulness that can't discern with wisdom. Therefore, you're grown up with ignorance, avidya, of not knowing. It's frightening indeed. Like an ox grown up with ignorance and just for working without any freedom. You all grown up with ignorance that the Buddha has no chance arisen for you. You have the Buddha image, statue, at your home altar. All Buddhists in Theravada countries have Buddha statues at their altars. But no Buddha appears in your knowledge, Nana. Vatamulam avidya, the root of the round of existence is ignorance. Whenever you're not free from the round of existence and everything you do in daily life is like changing prison, i.e., all the unwholesome and wholesome kamas lead to existences are like changing dukkha prisons. Listening Sakka Dharma, teaching on truth, and wise attention, yoniso, will fulfill the practice. So, don't put the causes on the perfection, paramis. The path will arise if you know it as the truth of dukkha. Whatever you do with craving is searching for death. See the 12 links of D.A. process. You're looking for it even before this kanda dies. You're daring to die like the insects rushing towards fire. It's a fool, bala, to look for death if one is born to die. Searching for freedom from death is the wise person, Pandita. Be mindful and observe with wisdom is the medicine of the Buddha. You're afraid of death and approach a doctor. In the same way, you have to take the Buddha medicine if you are really afraid of death. Only the Buddha was a real doctor. He was the teacher of gods and humans, Satta Devamanusanam. The three cups of medicine of the Buddha are the medicines of anicca, dukkha and anatta. People who contemplate impermanence are taking the medicine. This is the medicine for undying, so you have to drink it with satisfaction. It's not good to drink it later. Drink it for a while and put it aside also not good. Is it good to take a lot of medicine or little of them? It's good to take a little. In this case, take it quickly when you're still young with sharp mind. For some they died earlier before they took the medicine of dukkha sakka. I am urging you to finish the medicine. Sayadaw continued on the Sittanupassana practice. Whatever arises on the body is body consciousness. For examples, itches, pains, etc., appear on the body. It does not appear at the tips of hair and on dry skins, also on finger and toenails. Except on these few places, it appears everywhere, i.e., internal and external. At wherever when it arises, follow its impermanence. When seeing, hearing, smelling and tasting consciousness arise and contemplate at the arising places. When the mind of greed, lobha, arises, contemplate its impermanence at the heart area of blood, where mental factors of the mind appear, also the same with angry mind, doubting mind, visakicca, etc. There are two host minds, wanting to breathe in mind and breathe out mind. Non-delusion mind, amoha citta, is the contemplative mind or the knowing mind. Non-greed, alova citta, and non-anger, adosa citta, are also arising in the heart. This is the process of the practice. For the worldlings, only these 13 types of consciousness can arise. The other 12 can't arise if one of them arises. There is always one of them arises and contemplate to know about them. Non-existing of it, its disappearance, is impermanent, anicca, and the knowing of it is knowledge, magga. and then it becomes the contemplation of the mind, cittanupassana. The Buddha administered us for 3 cups of medicine. But taking 1 cup of them will cure your illness, i.e., anicca medicine. You have to take it too much, i.e., 3 cups, that I add them together and give you 1 cup. It was enough if you discern impermanence, anicca. Here Mogik Sayadawgyi was very wise and practical. If we go and check the Pali Sutta's teaching, it was also simple and direct, not complicated. So, we should not confuse and doubt about them. If people like to be complicated and it's up to them. I only worry that you don't follow behind with Magga. Let the process of Magga follow behind Anicca continuously, and with the practice in the morning we'll realize Dharma, i.e., Nibbana, in the evening and vice versa. In the practice there are no Dharmas come and disturb the yogi. It's only you don't know how to deal with it. The defiled minds, kalesa cheetahs, also come in for the contemplation. These minds are also from these 13 types of consciousness. They come and invite you to contemplate them. Ehipasako. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 15th of November 1961. The way of no grimace and smile. Seeing it by oneself means the view of knowledge, Nana. This kanda is the cause and effect connection of conditional relation kanda, patthana kanda, dependent co-arising kanda, patikasamapada kanda, and the kanda of truths, sakka kanda, dukkha and samadaya kandas. You only have these 2 truths if you don't have a teacher. You're wandering with fuel and fire, or change of fuel and fire. Wandering with burning and extinction is called the round of existence, samsara. Samadaya, i.e., craving, tanha, asked you to get more, money or sensuality, and then you had it. According to the worldly standard, it's called happiness. In reality, it's suffering, dukkha. How did you live in samsara? It was like this simile. The cart owner, ignorance, avidya, asked the cart driver, craving, tanha, to drive the cart yoked with the ox, which was like the samsara traveler in suffering. In samsara, the ox always died with overtiredness because of the burdened load. This happened because we didn't own the Dharma, sanditakar, visible here and now. The poor grimaced face person wanted to die because they took happiness as suffering. The poor don't have wealth and sensual pleasure, for them is happiness. In reality, it's suffering. The rich smiling person regards suffering as happiness. In Dharma's point of view, to be poor or rich is dukkha. Human beings are lost their ways. Sayadaw's view on sukha and dukkha here was like Tibetan yogi Milarepa's saying, with more is more dukkha, with little is little dukkha, and with nothing is no dukkha. Today world situations are supporting all these sayings. Super greedy man creates the ugly world or earth of present day. The round of existence only has grimace and smile. Dharma for the cessation of the grimace and smile is sanditakar. You become a stream enterer, sotapanna, if you own this Dharma. The person of self-mortification is grimaced person. The person who indulges in sensual pleasure is smiling person. The person follows the middle way has no grimace and smile. The grimacing and smiling persons can't discern dukkha sakka, the truth of suffering. It can be discerned by going between the ways of the grimace and smile. We were still not freed because it had never been on the middle way in samsara. When Dharma's calling at you, sometime you followed them with the way of indulgence, kamasukalikanu yoga, and sometime with the way of mortification, Atakalemathanu yoga, acting with pleasure and pain or greed and anger. You have never been on the middle way because don't know how to follow them. Therefore, don't follow with greed and anger, instead with knowledge, Nana. For example, your body is itching, don't follow with the hand, i.e., scratching the itch. When you're following it with knowledge, the Kula Dharma, Ehipasaka, is Anicca. The following knowledge is visible here and now, Sandataka. Greed and anger do not arise, then you've been in the middle way. You're sure to Nibbana if in the middle way. You discern the Anicca Dukkha Sakka, truth of impermanent Dukkha, with the Nana Magga Sakka, truth of the path knowledge, which is the middle way. It was the true middle way if you can follow behind Ehipasaka with the Sandataka. Some Buddhists confuse the practice, and they rely on outside power with prayers and vows, then it became another god religion. You can't get a piece of bread even if you pray, let alone end up Dukkha. Mind, feeling, etc. Whatever dharma, phenomenon, is calling to you, it arises and passes away. The vanishing dharma is not a person and not a being. If someone is calling our names, we react with ditthi, but never to the Ehipasaka dharma, which can lead us to permanent happiness. Here's what you need to remember. Ehipasaka, it is always calling at you. You become its great enemy if you don't follow its calling. Why? Because you're forgetful. The forgetful mind is ignorance, avidya. Avidya, right pointing arrow sankhara, right pointing arrow dukkha. See the 12 links of D. A. With the arising of magga, it kills craving, conceit and wrong view, tanha, mana and ditthi if you follow behind Ehipasaka.